and I have moved since, but have a boathouse. Isabel scared me, but I understand views. I've had views. I've enjoyed these views. We've had boathouses built all up and down a creek I live on, and this some meeting of the minds here, and I hope you can end up being friendly neighbors, but I support the motion.
Thank you, Ms. Garrison. Anyone else? All right. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, the motion carries with staff's compromise. All right, thank you all. Now, we have, it's almost 12, but the except for item 12, I don't think the other ones will take very long. Do you, Bob? Are they protested? I don't think so. All right, let's do item 9, and after that we'll reevaluate and see if we're going to break for lunch and then come back. Okay.
I'm hungry.
Who's the engineer, Bob, on this one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
This isn't protested, Mr. Commissioner.
It is protested?
No, it's not, so
okay.
We'll go pretty quickly.
Good, thank you. All right. And I'll be...
Get the file. Mr. Robert A. Badenoch requests after the fact authorization to retain a 15 foot long by 18 foot 6 inch wide roof extension, the timber siding used to enclose the boathouse, and a 132-square-foot deck addition to a previously permitted boathouse adjacent to his property situated along a cove of Bridgman's Back Creek in Northumberland County. Kathy, I don't want to wait before you extinguish those lights. I want to turn the lights off so I can orient you, but then I want to pop them on in just a minute. So if you could extinguish the lights for just a moment. Here we are in the northern neck in Northumberland County. The Potomac River is in this location here with Smith Point Light and the Little Wicomico River. Up off the Little Wicomico River is Bridgman's Back Creek. And there's the location of the property. Mr. Badenoch resides at this location, and his 0.48-acre parcel is the site for his home, his boathouse, a garage, and an office. The entire cove is residential in nature with numerous piers and boathouses. If you could bring the lights up for just a minute, I'd like, gentlemen, to direct your attention to item 2C1. 2C1 in your book. It describes an older permit that we issued to Mr. Badenoch. In October 1982, Mr. Robert A. Badenoch received commission authorization to construct a 25-foot long by 4-foot wide finger pier extension to a 40-foot long by 16-foot wide open and an open-sided 40-foot long by 16-foot wide boathouse onto an existing 48-foot long pier with a 28-foot long L-head. So basically you had an L-head configured pier with an extension, and then the lift piles that you see on that drawing, the lift piles were covered over by a boathouse. But the boathouse was 40 feet long, 16 feet wide, and open-sided. That's what I wanted to get to you. It'll show up in another slide, but it's a little easier to see there. Here's an aerial view showing to orient you in the direction where we're headed. This is Bridgman's Back Creek and the cove. You can see that it is residential in nature. There's Mr. Badenoch's close-sided boathouse and his existing pier. Here's a closer view of it. Again, let me point out here. This is what was existing and added on to. There was an addition here, but this was originally intended to be an open-sided 40-foot long by 16-foot wide boathouse. At present, there is a 40-foot long by 18.5-foot wide close-sided boathouse at the property with a 15-foot long by 18.5-foot wide roof extension. That's this about this much right here. So it's close-sided and longer. There's also a 31-foot long by 3.5-foot wide finger pier along the downstream west side of the boathouse and a 132-square-foot deck inboard of the boathouse. It's in shadow here, but it's in this location. The finger pier and deck extension provide a second access point to the upland. The 55-foot long by 18.5-foot wide close-sided boathouse at the end of the L-configured pier provides protection for a 46-foot long Tiffany-designed wooden yacht, an antique wooden yacht. On July 28, 2004, Commission staff met with Mr. Nathan Moore, who represented Mr. Badenoch at the time, for a routine site inspection. This was the drawing that that staff was provided. At the time, Mr. Badenoch proposed to construct what I have highlighted here. What he wanted to build on the upland was a 104-foot-long timber bulkhead. He also wanted to create an extending catwalk finger pier on the side, on the upstream side of his property, three mooring piles, and also an extension on the other side. When I asked Mr. Badenoch why he wanted to create this extra slip, he indicated that during the summer he deploys a bimini and aerials on this yacht, and you'll see in a minute aerials and so forth, and he would keep the boat in this location here. The boat crams this boathouse, gentlemen. There isn't much room in this. It really fills this thing up because it's 16 feet wide, so it barely fits into this structure. But I'll give you a little more orientation. There's the unforgettable in it right here. Here's the close-sided boathouse. There's about 40 feet of it comes from maybe about there, and he added this extension on later. Here's the deck. I'm looking, now this is a recent photograph, so I'm looking back at down from the upstream location, and he has since built this. At the time we made the site inspection, it was determined, and you can see from this photograph, you would concur that the bulkhead portion of the project is outside Commission's jurisdiction. He received authorization from the Northumberland County Wetland Board, so that has since been built. Following our site inspection, we noted that we reviewed our files and found that the present configuration didn't conform with what was on the permit. So as a result, we were compelled to issue a sworn complaint, notice to comply, in August. It was handled in a timely fashion. What we asked for was that either the demolition and reconfiguration of the pier or to seek after the fact authorization to retain it. Mr. Badenoch returned in a timely fashion. He responded on September 20, 2004 to the notice by providing a scaled drawing of the... Let me take you around the building a little bit more.
To do that, Jeff. Go right ahead.
Yes, sir. Okay. there's a rear view of it. Here's a side view. Again, here's the L-head linking up to the boathouse. There's the addition with the shed on the side. Another view of the L-configured pier with the addition added in the 80s. There's the drawing I spoke of a moment ago. You can see that there is only one access point to the upland here. There's no decking behind it and no roof. No siding on the... the roof is here, but there's no siding on it. This is the drawing that was provided, and I have the larger fold-out drawing if you want it, but this is the drawing that was provided by Mr. Badenoch following the notice to comply. He sent in this drawing, which shows basically what I described a moment ago. 43 feet long with a 12-foot wide eave on the side. Again, that's a scale drawing that shows everything on the property. He did add the artist did add this drawing right here of the catwalk, which isn't on there isn't there now. It's proposed. As So that's basically what he wants right now. That's within our jurisdiction right there. The extension, the roof extension, the decking behind it, and that catwalk right there. When we asked Mr. Badenoch to provide us some justification for why he constructed it, he indicated that in you have it in your packet, items 3A and 3B, it indicated that he had contacted the Northumberland County representatives and was led to believe that no additional permits were required. Unfortunately, we have no record of him having contacted us or inquired as to its need for an additional modification. So as far as a recommendation and summary, although we are at a loss to explain why Mr. Badenoch failed to contact us prior to his initiation of his construction and in closing the boathouse, the close-sided boathouse is providing protection for a 46-foot-long antique yacht with a 15-foot beam. In addition, the 31-foot finger pier on the west side of the boathouse, the 132-square-foot additional decking inboard of the boathouse does not appear to be an unreasonable use of state-owned submerged lands. Staff believes the environmental impacts associated with the additional encroachment are minimal and the degree of noncompliance to moderate. Accordingly, staff recommends approval of the after-the-fact permit with the assessment of a standard triple permit fee and the consideration of an appropriate civil charge and royalties as needed.
Any questions for Jeff? All right.
One question, quick.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair.
The extension to the covered boathouse that's in the rear.
Yeah.
What is under that?
It is in the open. What's under that? Well,
does the boat go back underneath that too? Or
no, no.
Does it cover the
Mr. Badenoch is here and can probably explain that. But that.
Yeah. Okay.
That gives you access to that to the deck and the stairway up behind there, and you can get around behind it.
Okay. All right.
You can access the stern of the boat that way, too.
All right. Is the applicant present? Okay. Come right on up. You swear the testimony you should give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth will help you, God.
I do.
Thank you.
For the record, my name is Robert Badenoch. I live at the Ophelia address. I want to thank Mr. Madden, for his courteous and professional handling of this matter. In my letter to the commission, it came to quite a surprise to me that I'm here today. I didn't realize I was doing anything outside of the norm when I made the amendments to my existing boathouse. Because in 19, I've got to think back, it's been 20, how many ever years it is from 1982? It's been 20, 24 years ago that this project, was initially done. It was determined pretty quickly that sides were going to be needed on the boathouse because the vessels that I had would fill up with rain and snow because the boathouse was only 16 feet wide. I went to see Mr. Eads, who is the zoning building Mr. Everything in Northumberland County at the time. We had a conversation about, I asked Kenny, I said, I have a permit for the boathouse. I've built the boathouse. I think I need to put sides on it. I need to put a little piece off the back to replace some old stuff from back in the 40s and 50s. I had to replace a bulkhead, some other things outside of your jurisdiction. He said, we don't have a problem with you putting the sides on the boathouse. We don't have any requirements. It never occurred to me once I talked with Mr. Eads that I would need to come to the MRC for their approval. Back in the day, back in the early 80s, I'm sure as Mr. Pruitt will remember, y'all were pretty new at the whole boathouse thing. I mean, y'all just getting into it, right? I don't know. The Corps of Engineer was the big dog that everybody, from my standpoint, concerned, and they didn't have a requirement. That's why I went to Mr. Eads. Mr. Eads assured me that I was good to go. I did it. Since this time, I acquired the 26-acre waterfront farm that comprises a part of my house, subdivided, made a subdivision, and made quite a few waterside improvements, which Mr. Madden is aware. I decided I wanted to do a bulkhead on the lot next door, which I still own. While I'm at it, I'd like to do the mooring piles and a little finger pier extension. I had no idea that I'd be, it'd be kind of like picking up a loaded gun and pointing it at yourself. Had I thought I was in any, violation. I didn't know. So if obviously ignorance of the law is no excuse. I can plead the ignorance thing very well. the law I don't have much to do with. Anyway, Jeffrey and I have had a cordial relationship working on this. This has been going on almost 18, 19 months. I want to get it resolved. I want to get whatever it is I have approved on the record, sealed up, done deal, and put away where I thought it was 20-some years ago.
All right. We'll try to do that today.
All right. Is there anything I can do to help? I appreciate it.
Is anyone here in opposition to this after the fact? All right. You've heard Jeff's presentation and the applicant's presentation of the matter before the commission.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Robbins.
Thank you. I think the applicant would be justified in keeping the enclosed sided boathouse and us approving it because it is protecting an antique yacht. I think if it were simply a case where it was a normal boat and it had been modified in this way, I would move to order removal. But since it is for a special purpose that staff has supported, I would move to approve staff recommendation and also to assess a civil charge in the amount of $1,000.
You've heard the...
Can we do that, or do we have to go with the fees that are set, like $600, $1,200? And don't we have or can we set any fees?
Well, I think, as I understand it, Mr. Chairman, the matrix is a guideline. Is that not correct? In other words, staff has said that this is a case where there's moderate noncompliance and minimal impact, and I think that would actually be an $1,800 charge. So I think something less than that would be appropriate on the order of $1,000.
Okay. You've heard the motion. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Holland. Any further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Carried.
Mr. Chairman, since a lot of us travel a long ways, if you'd be so kind, we're hungry.
All right. We'll then recess for lunch, and then we'll take up the...
I need one more statement before we do, if you don't mind.
All right.
I was thinking today particular, and while the full staff here, I don't know who's going to go away after lunch, but in the 3.5 years I've been here, I've never heard the first comment from a property owner that they and staff didn't concur and get along and be happy with each other. And I think for Mr. Grab and his fine staff, that says a lot, because this is a point where we could argue and bicker and go back and forth, but if you watch these people, they'll all turn around and say that Jeff did a good job, or Chip, or whomever. And I think that's very admirable for your staff, sir.
Mr. Chairman, I have a very important question.
Isn't it?
Why did you have all the pictures changed? I don't understand that.
I didn't realize you were so observant. All right, we'll recess for lunch. I concur with everything you said.